Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Erevin. So the Mishnayos that we're going to do today are pretty interesting because of the fact that they are specifically trying to choose the most unusual of cases to prove a point, to explain the halachos that we're trying to deal with now. So it says the Mishnah, so someone wants to make an Eretz Chumen but does not need to put the food, when he does this, in technically in the exact place that he intends to make his new residence, as long as the food is accessible from the designated place during Bein HaShemashos on a Friday evening, then the Erev is going to be considered valid. Bein HaShemashos, as we know, is the time in between sunset and when the three stars come out, because this is like a time of Suffolk. So this Mishnah, is going to now talk about some applications for this. So says the Mishnah, finally, Nisano, Ba'ilan, the Malame, Asar, Tfachamein, Erev, Erev. If you put the food on a tree, and it is above 10 tefachim, the Erev is not a valid Erev. Why not? Because the food is considered in a rishus hayachid, in a private domain, and so it would be forbidden during Bein HaShemashos to bring the food to the place in the public domain that he wants to establish as his new residence, and so therefore he cannot take the food at the necessary time, so the Erev is not going to be considered valid. But lemata me'asar tefachim eruvo Erev. But if he put the food below 10 tefachim, then the Erev is a valid Erev. So why? Because the food in this case is not considered a private domain, but rather it's a karmelis. A karmelis is like an in-between type of domain, and carrying from a karmelis to a public domain is only an iser derabanan, only a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore this is going to be lifted during Bein HaShemashos for the sake of making an Erev Tchumen, and so therefore he's permitted to take the food at the required time during this Bein HaShemashos, which makes the Erev a kosher Erev. Then says the Mishnah further, Nisano Vabor Afilo Amok Mea Ama Eruvo Erev. If the guy put the food in a pit, even if it's 100 amos deep, the Erev is considered a valid Erev, because the pit is a reshus hayachid, a private domain, and he wants to make his residence next to that area, which is considered a karmelis, and therefore carrying from a reshus hayachid to a karmelis is only rabbinically prohibited, and so therefore this is a kosher Erev. Then says the Mishnah further, Nisano v'rosh hakana o'v'rosh hakundas. Let's say a person puts the food on top of a reed or on top of a pole, and he wants to make his residence right next to this reed or the pole. As long as the reed was uprooted and it's only now stuck into the ground, then even if it's 100 amos high, the Erev is going to be considered valid, because no problem of putting something on the reed or the pole and then bringing it to the next area, because the top of the reed or the pole is considered a makom patur, an exempt area, and you can obviously carry from there under rabbinic law during Bein HaShemashos, so you'd be good to go. But there is this caveat that the Erev is only going to be considered kosher if this reed was uprooted before Shabbos, because if it were still planted in the ground, then taking the food from it on Shabbos or Bein HaShemashos would be a prohibition, because there's a concern that you might break off a piece of the reed, which would be a malacha, and therefore it specifically has to be uprooted and put back into the ground. Then says the Mishnah, Nisano v'amigdal v'avad hamavteach harei ze'iruv. If you put the food in a migdal, in like a building, a cabinet, and you locked it, and then you lost the key, it's a kosher Erev, because even though he can't open the lock now, he can open it during Bein HaShemashos if he cuts the rope with a knife that's sealing it. Rabbi Eliezer says, Eino yodea shamavtech v'mkomo eino Erev. If he doesn't know that the key is in its place, meaning that it might be lost, it's not considered a kosher Erev, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot cut the rope with a knife, and so therefore, if the key is lost, the Erev is not considered kosher. So he's very strict in comparison to the first opinion. Says the Mishnah now, Mishnah Dalet, Nis Galgel Chutz LaTchum. If a person put food near the edge of his tchum, and it rolled out of the tchum, meaning, so we know that tchum is 2,000 amos from the original spot where the guy was. So if it's, let's say you put it on top of this little hill, and that's at the 2,000 amma mark, and now it rolls 10 amos out further, so it's 2,010 amos away. Menafal alav gal o nisraf, or if a pile of rubble fell on top of it, or if it was burned, o truma v'nitmeis, or if it was truma and it became tame, which means it can no longer be eaten by anyone. So mibod yom eino erev. So if this accident happened when it was still daytime, meaning before Bein Hashmashos on Friday, it's not considered a kosher erev because the food could not be accessed or it couldn't be eaten during Bein Hashmashos. Misha chashecha hareza erev. But if the accident happened after it already became dark, meaning after Bein Hashmashos started, so this is considered a kosher erev because since the food could be eaten during Bein Hashmashos, so and this accident happened after Bein Hashmashos. That's what after Bein Hashmashos. So then the erev took effect at that time, and it remains throughout Shabbos, no matter what. Im safek, if it's unknown when the accident happened, then the halacha is a machlokas. Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, Harezeh Chamar Gamal. He says this is like a person that, who's driving a donkey and a camel. What does that mean? Because the person who's driving a donkey and a camel, who can't walk in front of the donkey or behind the camel, but only between the two animals, so too, the owner is allowed to walk between the Erev and his house, but he can't go beyond the Erev because the Erev might be not kosher, and he can't go beyond his house in the opposite direction because the Eruv might be considered right, okay, yeah, he can't go beyond the Erev because the Erev might be not kosher, and he can't go beyond his house in the opposite direction because the Erev might be kosher. So he's confined between this small area. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say, Safek Erev kosher, that an Erev of unknown status is considered kosher because the Erev was known to be accessible and fit to eat when it was placed. So we assume it stayed that way through Bein Hashmashos. And now Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Of Tumos, Hey and Mishum Chamisha, Zakenim al Safek Erev Shakasher. Of Tumos evidently came around and he gave a testimony in the name of five chachamim, of five sages, that an erev of unknown status is considered valid. With that, we conclude Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.